Put guys in your washing machine, finest guys you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Needless to say, Ted, I was shocked when I received your cablegram stating that Chucky was seriously ill. And I must admit, I was somewhat surprised at your request that I come to America immediately. I asked myself what I could possibly do for my grandson that you and Mater weren't already doing. Naturally, I had no idea of your medical difficulties. How much time had elapsed, Ted, before the accident?
I don't, quite understand.
Well, Mater left you, started divorce proceedings.
Oh. Mater and Chucky had been gone about 10 days. It was the first time I saw Chucky since they left here.
A boxing lesson.
Just one of those things, Father. It could have happened anywhere. Mater, of course, insists that if Chucky hadn't been taking a boxing lesson, the accident would not have occurred. I, as you know, am somewhat fatalistic. What is to happen will happen.
You a fatalist? You don't believe that any more than you expect me to believe it. You are an exponent of the philosophy, I am the master of my destiny.
That seems beside the point at the moment, don't you think?
There are many things you've related to me, Ted, you eradicate very quickly with that most trite remark. That's beside the point.
I have every faith that before too many more days pass, Chucky will have snapped out of this unconscious state. I must think of the future, Father.
How can you think of the future, Ted? It's the present that should concern you.
Only insofar as it has a bearing on the future. You were always very fond of Mater, Father. And I feel certain she's fond of you. Because of the accident to Chucky, the hearing of the divorce suit has been put off. Rawlings told me that Brandon, who is representing Mater, asked for a postponement.
Mater, at least, is far more concerned with her son's condition than she is with the future.
In some instances, I'm at a loss to understand you, Father.
You shouldn't be. I warned you when Mater took Chucky and left England, without even letting you know she was leaving. I warned you, son, that you could not dominate your wife, that you must not dominate your son's life.
That is all in the past. I don't think there should be any barrier between Mater and me at this time. Chucky is our son. She can't, she won't realize that he means as much to me as he does to her. Father, I want you to see Mater. Talk to her. Try to impress upon her that she, Chucky and I, have a future together.
That's rather a large order, don't you think, son? In view of the fact that you were contemplating divorcing her, would have started proceedings had she not taken action first.
Mater doesn't know that.
What makes you think, Ted, that after what has happened, anyone could change Mater's mind about you? I'll make the effort for the child's sake. That much I'll do. Mater, the nurse told me I'd find you here in the waiting room.
Mr. White. I should be surprised at seeing you here. But I'm not.
We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashers without red hands, I'm coming back to Dove. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Dove. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterbleach, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Duz is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her Duz does what it says. Gives me white, white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Duz. Only Duz of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Duz gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Duz does everything. Get Duz today for white, white washes without red hands.
May I sit down, my dear?
If you wish, Mr. White.
Thank you. I saw Chucky. I spoke with the nurse. I understand the child's condition is unchanged.
Is that what the nurse told you?
Yes.
That's not true.
Well, what do you mean?
Chucky is weaker today than he has been during the past few weeks.
Well, that can be only temporary, Nita.
I hope and pray it is only temporary. That it isn't an indication of what we might expect from here on.
Lisa, you can't permit yourself even to think that.
Can't I? If you would start waiting for days, waiting as I have waited for some sign, ever so slight, that Chucky might be recovering, and then be told that his condition isn't quite as good as it has been. Perhaps you feel as I do. That Chucky is sleeping away what little life he has left.
My dear child, so long as that is life, one must have hope.
Yes, of course.
Later, perhaps this is neither the time nor the place to discuss what's happened between you and Ted.
There really isn't anything to discuss, Mr. White.
Nita.
It's no use. I hate Ted for what he's done to Chucky.
You can't possibly believe that a man who feels as deeply about his son as Ted does would injure him in any way.
I'm not only thinking of the accident, which is a direct result of boxing lessons. Mr. White, perhaps you don't know that Chucky was afraid of those boxing lessons. He was afraid of so much that Ted imposed on him. And Ted knew it. Ted knew that he was destroying something that was Chucky, in attempting to create in his son that which was Ted. He almost succeeded. He would have succeeded if it weren't for Chucky's fears. Fears of any physical pain. Fear of an injury of any kind. Fear of death. For weeks, for months, I attempted to compromise. But it didn't work. Believe me, Mr. White, I did everything a woman could do to keep a family together. While my husband was tireless in his efforts to alienate Chucky from me. If and when my son recovers, I pray to God that will be soon. I'll see to it that Ted is never permitted to lay eyes on him.
I know my son, Nita. I know his faults. But I also know that he has good qualities. It's possible because of this tragedy that he's changed. And if he's given a chance to make amends...
That's not good enough.
Perhaps he didn't tell you, Mr. White, how he's wrecked my brother's life.
Bill? Oh, what's happened to Bill?
Suppose you ask Ted.
He's no longer with the agency?
That's right. When Bill was of no more use to Ted, personally. Well, you said you knew your son.
Nathan, my dear, how can there be any room for hatred or recriminations or blame at a time like this?
I've wondered about that myself, Mr. White. But I've only to walk across the corridor to a room where a child seems to be sleeping. An endless sleep. To watch hour after hour. To wait day after day. And then there's only one emotion that seems to take complete possession of me. Hatred. Hatred for the man who's responsible for a child. Endless sleep. I ask myself, why aren't you talking, Chucky? Why aren't you walking? Why aren't you playing? And the answer, your father. Your father. He's killed your spirit. Will he have also destroyed your body?
Later.
Go back and tell your son, Mr. White, that there's nothing you can do. Nothing.
Very well, my dear, I'll tell him. And who knows? When Chucky regains consciousness, even you might think differently than you do now.
When he regains consciousness. Oh, dear God. If he regains consciousness. If.
Every gal who's walked a wise buys her Dove in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with Dove, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to Dove. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Dove. Get a giant economy-sized box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Dove on the shelf. The Bauer home in Beverly Hills is sold in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.